Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
In this episode, I want to go over a few things that I wouldn't really say discourage people, but it really morally say confuses people. And that is when it comes to looking at your different credit scores and receiving different credit scores everywhere you pretty much look or apply for them at. So recently I've had a few clients who have been enrolled in Sturgis Credit Repair, and they have been enrolled for months. They're doing well. They're very happy of their credit score increases, for the ones who have seen an increase, thankfully. And then recently they gotten, let's say, to a 620 or a 650 or who knows, 720, whatever credit score that they need to so-called have the minimum score required for whatever they're trying to apply for. A lot of people get to that minimum credit score on any sort of credit monitoring app or even in the Sturgis Credit Repair portal, and they go to a bank or they apply for a mortgage online or whatever the case is, and the mortgage lender says, nope, you're not approved, or the credit card company says, sorry, we can't approve you at this time. And it kind of gives them a brief summary of their credit score, and their scores are like 50 points lower or maybe 30 points lower than what their credit score stated on any sort of, you know, application on their phone. And what happens is people get mad, people get discouraged, and then they quit the credit repair process, or maybe they just quit trying to improve their credit situation. They just pretty much give up, you know. So I'm a big believer in, you know, you never give up on anything you're trying to achieve or work towards in life, because if you give up, nothing is going to get better for you. So instead of giving up, you should always, you know, ask questions or try to understand why are your credit scores different at a mortgage lender or at a bank than what they're shown on any sort of online app that kind of displays your estimated credit score based on the information that's on your credit report. So I've made several videos and explanations of this. This is just going to be a audio version of this episode, because it's really going to get straight to the point. So the scores that you see on apps such as Credit Karma or CreditWise through your Capital One Bank or any type of online app that pretty much shows you your three credit scores without adding a hard inquiry to your credit, 9 times out of 10, that is going to be calculated using a Vantage 3.0 scoring model. Vantage is a overall score, and it allows you to check your credit however many times you want to without it impacting your credit scores. Now, a Vantage scoring system is not used by lenders when it comes to applying for credit. Some lenders and banks may use the Vantage scoring system based on the pre-qualification, or you may heard the term soft hit or soft inquiry. That may be a Vantage scoring system, but 9 times out of 10, when you apply for something at a bank or you're applying for, you know, for financing or to borrow something, that is then going to switch to a FICO scoring system. A FICO scoring system has many different models or versions of FICO, and each version of FICO actually calculates your scores differently. So if you apply for a mortgage loan, I believe they use FICO version 2, FICO version 4, and FICO version 5. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, or if you're listening to Spotify, correct me later. So FICO versions 2, 4, and 5 is pretty much going to calculate your scores, you know, based on your installment payment history. Same thing with a credit card. Credit card applications uses FICO version 8. FICO version 8 is going to calculate your credit scores completely different than FICO version 2, 4, and 5. FICO version 8 may solely base or calculate a score based on your credit card payment history. So going back to my initial conversation in this episode, people look at their credit scores one place and they fail to understand you're never going to get that credit score that you see online, because every type of account that you apply for calculates your score differently. The free scores that you get on Credit Karma or any type of credit monitoring app or in the portal with Sturgis Credit Repair, whenever you log in, those are just your overall credit scores based on a Vantage 3.0 scoring system. It's just guiding you to where you should or may potentially be when you go to a lender and apply for something. So, as a recap, when you apply for a mortgage, they use a specific version of FICO. When you apply for an auto loan, they use a specific version of FICO. I believe it's FICO version 9 and FICO version 10 now. Each version of FICO, like I mentioned, calculates your scores completely different. So you may apply for a mortgage loan and your scores may be 580. You apply for a auto loan, your scores may be 630. You apply for a credit card, your scores may be 605. You know, you may log into your Credit Karma and look at your Vantage overall credit score with everything combined. You may be at a 650, who knows? So, you know, for you to go somewhere and apply for something and your scores are different because you don't understand how they're calculated and what system they're using, and you just give up on trying to improve your situation, you know, I think that's a bit, I hate to use the word crazy, but, you know, I think that's a little backwards. If I was in someone's shoes and I'm trying to improve my finances and improve my credit situation, and I'm looking on an app and it tells me I'm a 700, but when I go to a car dealership, they're telling me I'm a 670, you know, instead of me being like, you know, screw this, I'm not going to work on my credit no more. And I, you know, I'm just going to stop trying to improve myself. I'm going to ask questions. You know, I will call in or just email and say, hey, is there such thing as different credit scores? Are these the right scores? Is the car dealership wrong? Are these scores wrong? Am I calculating these incorrectly? How are these, you know, calculate it when you apply for things? So there's many questions you should ask. You know, you're never going to know the answer to anything or educate yourself if you do not ask questions. If you're not willing to learn, you will not understand how credit scores are calculated. So I have a previous episode that kind of explained the different FICO versions that I'm referring to, but one way you could get all versions of FICO is by downloading the My FICO app on your phone. Now, they offer a free version which shows your Equifax credit score based on a FICO 8 model that is free. But in order to see all three bureaus and your real credit score specifically for the account that you're attempting to apply for, you would have to purchase their premium plan, which is about $40 per month. Unfortunately, the FICO reports are very, very, very expensive. So just keep that into consideration. If you do wish to see your real FICO scores, that would be your only option to see those. But yeah, hopefully this episode can educate anyone that I myself may send this audio clip to in the future. Hopefully the next person that have questions or, you know, concerns or feel discouraged with their credit scores when they're comparing apps like Credit Karma and Credit Sesame and Credit Wise on their Capital One app and their bank apps, and then they go somewhere and apply for things and it's completely different. Hopefully I can share this episode with you guys, and instead of getting discouraged, you get educated and you educate yourself even more, and it makes you interested in knowing what those real credit scores are going to be when you apply for things. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.